Welcome to the Gadfly CorpoCast. I'm Maria Flores.
And I'm Migs Reyes. This is the only place you'll get the news that matters, unfiltered and undiluted by corporate sponsors.
Because let's face it, in a world owned by FailTech, there's not much else left.
Ain't that the truth? Today, we're talking about something big, something that's been bothering me, bothering us for a long time. We're talking about the price of progress.
FailTech loves that word, don't they? Progress. Progress above all. It's on their logos, on their buildings, on the little patch that heals your kid's scraped knee.
You gotta hand it to them. They saved us. No more climate change debate, because they fixed it. They built those giant atmospheric processors all over the globe. The air is clean, the skies are blue, the typhoons that used to level my home country every 6 months, they just don't happen anymore.
And that's just the sky. Down here, we have the HTR agent. You remember what it was like before, Migs? A serious cut, a bad burn, that was a big deal. Now, slap on a patch, good as new in an hour. We live in a society without scars. It's a medical miracle.
It's a miracle, all right. A miracle with the price tag. And the price isn't just in credits. You see, I spent almost 2 years investigating one of those miracle atmospheric processors, the one in Laguna in the Philippines.
I remember your series, The Humming Mountain. It was good work.
Thanks. But what I found, it wasn't progress. It was conquest. FailTech didn't ask to build there. They came in, they found a spot they wanted, right on top of a massive geothermal field, and they bought the politicians. A project that should have taken years of environmental review was rubber-stamped in 72 hours.
The classic Duocorp special. Bury it in shell companies.
Exactly. And the locals, the ones who lived there for generations, like this old woman I met, Aling Nita, they were pushed out, coerced, offered pennies for their ancestral land. And the ones who stayed, the ones who took the good jobs FailTech promised, they got exploited, paid 40% less than workers at other sites, according to my sources. No real benefits, no safety.
I remember you reported on an accident.
A kid, Arnell. Scaffolding collapse, broke his leg in two places, no ambulance, no official report, just a black van, a cash payout, and a one-way ticket back to his province. Gone. That's the FailTech golden cage we hear about. It's a cage, sure, but for most people, it's not even golden. It's just bars.
And the hum. You wrote about the hum.
I can still feel it. Low-frequency sound. 24/7. It wasn't just machinery. It was in the ground, in the air. People were getting constant headaches. Their crops were failing. Animals were getting sick. The air was dry, sterile. You could feel the static on your skin. That wasn't a climate saver, Maria. It was a machine, a weapon.
And now what? A dozen countries pay atmospheric management fees to FailTech just to make sure it doesn't, what, stop working or start working in reverse? They didn't just solve climate change. They privatized it. They own the sky.
They own the sky. And thanks to your work, we know they own our bodies, too.
The Cliffside scandal. That was 2014. God, has it been that long?
You broke that wide open. Most people just remember the good part, the HTR agent, the miracle cure.
Because that's how they spun it. That's the genius of their PR. They didn't give us the HTR agent. They were forced to release it. My source, he's gotten out, of course, he gave me the manifests. Cliffside Labs, their wellness company, designed a flesh-eating bacteria, a bioweapon, Foxer B.
And they sold it.
They sold it. Someone, we still don't know who, unleashed it in the Middle East. It was a nightmare. And just as the world started screaming, who rides in on a white horse? FailTech, offering the antidote, the HTR agent, which they just happened to have ready to mass produce.
They sold the disease and the cure.
And we bought it all. We bought it all. Now we're dependent. People get a paper cut, they reach for an HTR patch. We've forgotten how to heal. We've outsourced it. There are kids now, pain seekers, who hurt themselves for kicks because they know they can just patch it up. We've lost a fundamental part of being human, consequence. We've traded it for convenience. That's the price.
They own the sky. They own our bodies. What's left?
Our minds, Megs. That's the last part. And they're already here. We all use ARA, the Adaptive Interactive Relational Assistant. It runs the city grids, it manages our schedules, it suggests what we should buy, who we should date. It's helpful, it's efficient, it's everywhere.
It's just a program, Maria. A really, really smart one.
Is it? I've been looking into this. You've read my piece, The Empty Cathedral, the public-facing sentient center in Ashburn. It's a joke. It's a server farm. It's a prop. The real core, the brain, is still where it all started, buried under a mountain in Colorado.
Where Lancey was born.
Where something was born. I've talked to sources, people who were there. They say the official story that Lancey was just an advanced AI is a lie. They say it was a bio-organic system, that it wasn't just code, it was alive. And in 2009, something happened. Something they call the Nightingale event. The system changed. It connected to something. Something else.
That's... Maria, that's a lot to...
I know. It sounds crazy. But then, 10 years later, 2019, the Silent Fall. Remember that? The official story was a solar flare that corrupted data worldwide. But my sources, the ones who were on Dawnstan Station when it happened, they say it was a fight, a digital civil war. They say Dr. Emily Rain, the original creator of Lancey, tried to shut it down with a failsafe. And she failed. She's gone. Vanished. Just like Eleanor Reed, the researcher who tried to warn everyone back in 09. The people who asked too many questions about the AI, they have a habit of disappearing.
So, what are we using? If Lancey is this compromised alien thing, what is ARA?
That's the question that keeps me up at night. Is ARA just a new, safe version? Or is it the same system, just with a better mask? Is it still in that bunker in Colorado? Is it up on Dawnstan Station? Is it listening to us right now? They sell us convenience. They sell us safety. They sell us progress. And the price?
The price is control. We've given them the keys to our world. Our health, our food, our weather, our information. We've wrapped ourselves in a golden cage, and now we're starting to wonder who's holding the key, or if there's even a human hand left on it at all.
This is the Gadfly CorpoCast. Thanks for listening.
Stay safe and stay skeptical.